a breakthrough this afternoon for New South Wales Police. The husband of a missing New South Wales high school teacher has been arrested and is expected to be charged with her murder. We're talking about the New South Wales high school teacher, Sharon Edwards. And this afternoon, 61-year-old John Edwards is in police custody in Queensland and will soon be extradited to New South Wales to face court, where he's expected to be charged with killing his estranged wife. Sharon Edwards went missing in March 2015 after having a night out in Grafton in northern New South Wales, an extremely popular local high school teacher. Her body has never been found. Robert Avadia, Channel 7's crime reporter, was there watching on as John Edwards was arrested, and he joins us on the line. Robert Avadia, good afternoon.
Ben, how are you?
Good. This has been some time coming for the family and friends of Sharon Edwards.
It has been a very long time coming. I know that that his son had some suspicions that at least one day Dad might be arrested, but that came to fruition today. Police have been very aggressive chasing this, even going so far as to formally name him as a suspect in the media last year, which is a very aggressive move and a very confident move from Coffs Harbour Police. Well, today, as I said, it has come to fruition and he has been locked up. It's just been a matter for investigators of just inching away with their evidence, and they will charge him with murder, as you say, in spite of the fact they do not have a body. Mrs. Edwards has never been found.
Yeah, he has been a suspect for a long time, hasn't he, John Edwards?
Correct, and it's also fair to say he's been high on the police radar ever since she went missing in March 2015. The allegation will be that they were involved in a furious argument at her Grafton home. The last time she was seen was with friends in Grafton before she went home, and crucially, with no sign of her beyond that, there is a mobile phone signal from Sharon Edwards in the Lawrence area, and that is where her phone died. And police would suggest that is where her body was buried. Lawrence is where John Edwards lives.
A very difficult day for her sons. I don't know whether my memory is failing me here, Rob Avadi, but I seem to remember a news conference at some stage where the family members faced the media, the father and the sons, appealing for information about their mum.
That is correct. And John Edwards at that press conference was particularly emotional. I think that was within 5 weeks of her disappearance. In his words, he's been sitting at home racking his brains, trying to find out what might have happened to his beautiful estranged wife. Police obviously now allege very strongly that they were just crocodile tears designed to cover his tracks. Obviously, he's entitled to the presumption of innocence, which he will enjoy. But what he won't enjoy in the next 18 months or so of the legal profession getting stuck into him to see whether there is enough evidence to convict, but early days yet.
We'll see that arrest in your report on 7 News tonight, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ben.
Robert Avadia, Channel 7's crime reporter, who was there when John Edwards was arrested. So we'll speak to police who have led that case and that investigation after 5 o'clock this afternoon.